It was my family tradition that every year in the summer, we would go to New Hampshire and to climb Mount Washington. I remember throughout the year in Connecticut, looking at cars that in the back have the bumper stickers that read, "This car climbed Mount Washington." And yet, I used to walk around in my t-shirt that said, "This body climbed Mount Washington." This was a tremendous accomplishment, and something which I did year after year, starting from a very young age. Today, I'd like to discuss how a person is able to perceive one's goals and to achieve them. And I believe the answer is found in our parsha, our double parsha of Bahar and Bechukosai. Starting off with Parshas Bahar, Har is a mountain, similar to Mount Washington. But in this mountain is Har Sinai, the mountain in which the Torah was given. Then we have Bechukosai, in which is filled with all the curses, the admonition, the tochacha. Just like a huge mountain, the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, very easily could look at all of these mitzvos as unreachable goals. 613 taryag. And if I don't do them properly, this tochacha, this curse. So much so that the Midrash Haggadah tells us that Sheshamu Yisrael Meir Klolos Chasushtayim. When the Jewish people heard of the 98 curses found in Parshas Kisavo, and the Arbayim V'Teisha Shepetaras Kohanim, and the 49 which is found in our Parshim Chukosai, Hariku Pinehem, their faces changed color. The Yomer, and they said, Mi Yochel Amud Be'elu. It's impossible. It's too difficult. It's much too hard to achieve. In reality, it's a very good question. How is it possible that we can look at a har, at a mountain, at so many mitzvos, something which is a daunting task? To answer these questions, I'd like to share with you a moving Talmudic passage. Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Jewish people and said, Ma Hashem Elokecha shoyel mimach. What does God ask of you but to fear Him? This word, this sentence, seems to imply that fearing Hashem is an easy task to accomplish. But on this, the Gemara in Brachos, on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, says that for Moshe, it indeed was a simple thing. It was a milsa zitrasa. And then the Gemara proceeded to cite a parable, a mashal, to a person with a large vessel, that person envisions it as though it were small. But yet another person who lacks any vessel, they consider even the smallest one to be enormous. And on this, Rav Shmuel Eliezer Halevi Adels, from 1555 to 1632, better known as the Marshal, questions the logic of this Talmudic piece. The difficulty with the Gemara's answer, as cited by the Marshal, is that Moshe was speaking not to himself. He was speaking to the Bnei Israel. That although fearing God may have been easy for Moshe Rabbeinu, it still remains incredibly difficult for everyone else. So why is Moshe saying that it's a milsa zitrasa? Furthermore, why does the Gemara feel compelled to cite a mashal, a parable? What is this really coming to add? A distant relative of mine provided for me all these answers. An answer which, although was not in order to directly answer these questions. But nonetheless, it addresses all these difficulties. Some of you may have heard of my relative. His name is Richard Simmons. During a recent interview, he was asked, quote, "How is it possible to instill hope and encouragement for someone who needs to lose hundreds of pounds? What's your secret?" And on this, Richard Simmons answered. He said, "Don't tell them to lose hundreds of pounds. Instead, have them make smaller, more realistic goals. Focus on one meal at a time, one day at a time. Then, before you know it, days become weeks, weeks become months, and months become years. This is certainly an effective way to accomplish huge, seemingly unobtainable goals. I took this advice last week on the Five Borough Bike Tour as I approached the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. I did not look up. Instead, I looked down continuously at my front tire. This is the message. Focus on the moment, not just the big picture. Otherwise, it can become too overwhelming and appear out of reach." Harold B. Melchart once said, and I quote, "Live your life each day as you would climb a mountain. An occasional glance toward the summit keeps the goal in mind, but many beautiful scenes are to be observed from each new vantage point. Climb slowly, steadily, enjoying each passing moment, and the view from the summit will serve as a fitting climax for the journey." This is what I believe Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching about Yiras Shamayim, about fear of God. He isn't talking about himself. He's addressing the nation. And Moshe knew that it was not an easy thing. Of course it's difficult. Fearing God is no simple feat. But how does one begin to approach Yiras Shamayim? One needs to view the small parts and aspects to be capable of overcoming these obstacles. Take small steps in the right direction. After all, you cannot do it all right away. You have to learn to crawl first. And this is the meaning of the mashal. The parable is addressing this very point. To acquire a large vessel, we need to view it as if it were small. Look at the pieces of the puzzle and put them together one at a time. But how about the individual with no vessel? Where did he go wrong? His mistake was that he viewed everything as too big, too difficult to accomplish. Such people give up right away. Their lens focuses only on the big picture and not on the process and the steps to reach their goals. This is how, when facing Bihar, when you're facing a mountain, you can still adhere to the Bechukosai, all of these laws. I'm very appreciative, greatly appreciative, and have much akaras tov to the congregation for acknowledging this very special time in my life. I feel that sharing my simcha wouldn't be complete if I didn't share with you my mountain that I climbed. In the back of the shul on the tables, I made copies of my dissertation, and I hope that you take a copy and share with me your thoughts about this particular study. A program that I began in the year 2001. I must say that the only way that I was able to accomplish my goal was by staring at the front tire, taking one class at a time, doing a little bit day by day. Now I realize that in life, do the small things, and when you turn around, you'll realize that you've climbed a mountain. Good Shabbos.